Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, welcome to the Days of Virtue. Yes, brothers and sisters, we're talking about those special days of Dhul Hijjah. And with me is our Sheikh, Sheikh Mustafa Mahmood. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Sheikh Hisham?
Alhamdulillah, jazakallahu khairan, Sheikh. It's been a beautiful, beautiful journey talking about the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sheikhna. Sheikhna, what are the main lessons we can learn from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah?
Subhanallah, with Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah didn't mention Ibrahim as an ummah alone and mention him in several places to the extent that he decided to reveal an entire surah known as Surah Ibrahim. But he didn't do that for no reason. We can literally extract numerous lessons and we wouldn't be able to finish. Subhanallah. Yeah. Lakin, aham, from that which we learn, the most important lessons that we learn, lesson number one, we learn about the submission of Ibrahim alayhi salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الأمر الأول علينا أن نفهم كالمسلمين. The first issue that we need to understand as Muslims is this thing. Allah said that the Quran is a dhikra, is a reminder. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. And remind one another, indeed, the reminder is what benefits the believers. Now, before we even go there, as we spoke about Ibrahim alayhi salam, we connected Ibrahim alayhi salam to Hajj. Allah says in another surah, Surah Hud, وَكُلًّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. And every single story that we have explained to you, O Muhammad, is not but for one reason. Not one reason per se, but the main reason is نُثَبِّتْ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, so that we can make your heart steadfast, calm, tranquilize your heart. Your heart can be connected, can be focused, so that you can be in the actual path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand that you are not alone. You are not alone and you're never going to be alone. And there were people just like you and even more that they went through the same cycle. Lakin, وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقُّ وَمَوْعِظَةٌ وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And from that which we brought to you in it, we have brought to you the truth, and a maw'idah, that which you can relinquish your heart, wa dhikra, but also a reminder.
Yes.
Subhanallah. But the first verse that we recited, immediately Allah reveals another verse in Surah Al-Dhariyat. وَمَا خَلَقُتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Why dhikra and ibadah? Why dhikra and the reason of creation? Why dhikra and Allah talking about the purpose of life? Why does he have to talk about that? It's because he understood if mankind are not reminded constantly about their reality, about who they are, they would always forget. And we are created. The reason why we are called insan, السبب الوحيد الذي نسمى إنسان لكثرة النسيان.
كثرة النسيان.
Because we forget constantly. And if this forgetfulness, if Allah took it away from us, that we remember, we wouldn't survive.
Yeah.
The human race would not survive. Imagine
you remember everything.
Of course. Somebody hurt you yesterday, you still remember. How does that work? It doesn't work. But the heart needs to forget emotionally and the mind need to erase the memory so that you can be in a good state.
Yeah.
But the constant reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always puts us in a good mood and also it makes us focus and makes our heart steadfast. Now, what we need to understand when Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ, and I did not create the jinn, well, even the humankind, except that إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِي, that they have to worship me. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ, I don't want anything from them, from the provisions. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ, I don't even want them to provide for me. I am the one who's going to provide for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Why did he have to explain all of this? Now let's connect these verses to Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, he devoted himself to Allah and he gave his utmost and truthful shahada. He bid witness that there is no Lord other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lived upon that oath that he made.
Yes, subhanallah.
The oath that he made for Allah. Why did Allah say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you have believed, awfu bil uqood. Make sure you fulfill your uqood, your oaths, and also your covenants. all of those, your promises, you keep them there. Your agreements, you don't breach them. Yeah. Ibrahim alayhi salam understood. So he knew that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give him a command, it is not upon him to question why Allah has given him the command. It's upon him to fulfill the command of Allah.
So the submission.
Exactly. Because Allah knows best. Because Allah mentions in another verse in Surah Al-Ahzab, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. Why does Allah have to say this? Then, and the beautiful thing about the verse, Allah didn't mention one gender, Allah mentioned both genders. There are no genders in the humankind except for two, men and women, female and male.
Yes.
Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ, and it hasn't been upon the believing man, وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ, nor the believing woman, إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا, if Allah has decided upon an issue and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ, that they should have an exception to say that we have the choice to pick and choose, this is right or this is wrong. You know the people of the scripture before, of the Jews, how did they fail? Is that they decided to take the Torah and do this. They would pick that which was right for them, and that which they didn't want, they would erase it. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Are you to believe in part of the book, that which you need, and that which you don't want, you reject it? Because kufr is rejection.
Yeah.
And what they do is, they would erase that they don't want and keep that which they want. So when Allah mentioned in the Quran about that, is to ask them, is to tell the believers, listen, when Allah says something, it's upon us to just submit and do it. The main problem that we have today is that we question everything. What's the wisdom behind salah? What's the wisdom behind fasting? What's the wisdom behind hajj? What's the wisdom behind that? Okay, fine. We can just gather the wisdom behind everything according to the human ability, the limited mind, and the limited thoughts that we can come up with, and the limited research we have.
Yeah,
not more than that. But Allah knows better than us why He did that. If Allah commanded us to pray five times, why do we need to pray five times, whereas we can pray one time a day and remind ourselves of Allah? If Allah wants us to remind ourselves through and for Him, why does He want us to fast throughout Ramadan? That's why Ali ibn Abi Talib said, if لو كان الدين بالرأي, if this religion was upon Ra'i, upon opinions, upon people's desires, then guess what? Wiping the khuf would have been better to be wiped beneath and not on top.
Yeah. The leather socks would
then
have been...
Where is the logic for us to wipe on top and not beneath?
Because beneath gets dirty.
Exactly. So when we submit, we learn from Ibrahim, when he was told to slaughter his son, he slaughtered his son without asking why.
Nah.
When he was told to abandon his family in the middle of nowhere, in a barren land, he literally did it for the sake of Allah, not knowing exactly what was the greater purpose.
Yeah.
And wallah, if it wasn't for Ibrahim to leave his family in a valley where there was no water, there was no life, there were no people, we wouldn't have had Mecca, nor would we have had a
Zamzam.
Way to go to have Zamzam, nor even to go to Hajj. And all of these blessings that we are experiencing today, all of those would have not existed.
Subhanallah.
Allah, if it wasn't for Ibrahim, all of this wouldn't
this,
have been
this
with
reminds
us.
Me of the ayah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا.
Subhanallah.
Whoever
of course,
fears
yes.
Allah, then Allah will find
وَيَرْزُقْهُ
a way
مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ.
And will grant him or give them provision from there. From
which
that.
Is when we understand that. What's the wisdom behind Hajj? We don't understand. But then al-ulama yaqulun, the scholars, they say that according to the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also the words of the sahabas, they say that going to Hajj and Umrah, it eliminates and alleviates poverty immediately. And it's not just poverty of money and wealth, poverty of the heart. Because
Amen.
The poverty of the heart is the greatest problem that we face today. You might be a billionaire, but because you're stingy, you give out nothing and you let people starve.
إِلَّا
but
مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ
أيوة, بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ
yeah.
The one who comes to Allah with a pure heart, a heart of submission, a heart that literally connects to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's something we need to understand. But
right.
If the heart is rich, even if you have $1, 1 cent, that would be more valuable to you to give out to your brother and help humanity at large, more than having the billions.
Contentment,
that you... Exactly. And Hajj does that to us.
Does that
because we get satisfied with life. Subhanallah.
MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Shaykhna, we have to clarify to our brothers and sisters at home that in the last episode, we spoke about the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, inshallah.
Ayuh.
So they can go and watch that, inshallah ta'ala, the last episode. Shaykhna, before we end this episode, we only have some time left. How can we do practical things that will allow us to increase our, you know, our submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn from the lessons of Ibrahim.
Subhanallah. Learning from the lessons of Ibrahim, number one, we need to learn, first of all, our submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as we've agreed to be Muslims, truthfully, there's no questioning, there's no asking. As long as we are given a command, for us is to fulfill straight away, but with knowledge. Just like Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was given the knowledge to do what he was supposed to do. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent upon us so that when he commands us with knowledge. He teaches us. So whatever we do, our devotion, first of all, we need to understand that practical steps to follow. As a human being, remember, you are created of thoughts and also emotions. And the Quran came to cure that and guide the mind completely through that which is possible for the mind to fathom and also contemplate upon. Yeah. Which means, if we have emotions, we have also thoughts and all of those, we understand there are things that sometimes we wouldn't understand and we wouldn't be able to reach to the end of them. But what we can do is that as long as we don't have the ability to reach them, we let go of them. Don't bother yourself to enter into territories that you wouldn't be able to come out of them. Number two, to finish off, inshallah ta'ala, most importantly, always remember the hardship that you're going to go through now, for example, like worshipping Allah in these 10 days, is just a memory. It's going to remain to be a memory. You might find it hard today, but when you finish, the goodness, the love, and also the gratefulness you'll feel in the heart is going to be eternal and is forever going to remain with you as a very good memory that you remember, I did something good for myself and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't make that to be a reason for you to be swayed away and turn and say, it's hard, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. Just strive and Allah will give you a way out. And when it's past, you forget completely.
You will forget about it, inshallah ta'ala. But today, brothers and sisters, I'm not going to forget about this episode because it's been amazing, mashallah, tabarakallah. The Days of Virtue is our show, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. In the next episode, we'll be discussing Dhul Hijjah and our Prophet. So please make sure you join us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.